Test 67, Section 2, Question 3. Now, this question, the conclusion of the argument is that it's better to read fewer books and spend more time than to read quickly as many as you can. Now, the evidence in favor of this is very much an argument from analogy, because it's saying that reading a book is like a tourist traveling to a new place. Now, one of the things that it does in this analogy is it actually says that the reason that people read and travel is to enlarge their understanding rather than acquiring information. And then that's part of the evidence. Now, it also says that so just as it's better to travel to fewer places and spend more time, it's better to read a few books and really understand them. Now, one of the things that is kind of the gap here is that acquiring understanding comes from spending more time in one or two places or reading one or two books. So that's what we're looking for there. Now, we want to strengthen the idea that it is better to spend more time on fewer books than simply popping to as many books as you can. So we're looking to strengthen that. Now, with answer choice A, tourists typically learn something about the places they visit even when they're only there to relax. That doesn't really say it's better to go only to a few places. Tourists gain much more of an understanding of a place once they've spent several days of that place than they do in their first few days there. That's going to strengthen. And the reason is it goes back to the understanding, and so it strengthens the idea that understanding comes from longer amounts of time. And so B is quite good. C, many people report that they can learn far more about a place by visiting it than they can by reading about it. Well, we aren't really trying to compare reading about something to visiting it as far as which one gives you more understanding. It was simply an analogy between the two types of things. So then D, tourists who have read about a place beforehand tend to stay longer in that place. Well, again, that's kind of trying to say that reading influences the way you travel. It's an analogy. It's not saying that doing one helps you do the other. Some tourists are unconcerned about gaining information about a place other than what is necessary for their immediate enjoyment. Well, part of the problem with that is, if anything, that would kind of weaken it. If they don't care about gaining information, just want immediate enjoyment, then that would say that they wouldn't really care to understand the place. So that would weaken it somewhat. It's also, at the same time, very weak. It just says some tourists. And so in this case, answer choice B is going to be our best answer.